Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Kerry highlights U.S.-Egypt relations and counter-terror needs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry highlighting the importance of relations between Egypt and the United States, as well as Egypt's importance in the Middle East, as he met today with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry.
The importance of Egypt and the importance of the relationship can't be understated. Egypt has long played a pivotal role in the region and in world affairs. And we have great confidence, I assure you, that that's part of the foundation on which we will build the future.
In his opening statement at the talks in Cairo, Kerry said the two sides would discuss the threat posed by the Islamic State group and that Egypt has already paid a high price in fighting extremism. He stressed the need for a counter-terrorism strategy that has the support of religious figures, educators, and citizens who discredit hateful doctrines. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack today at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. The local governor's office said the attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. In a separate attack, one Turkish soldier was killed and 4 others wounded in the southeastern Mardin province when their military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid by the rebel forces. The casualties were the latest in an increased spate of violence between the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Turkey, which began a series of airstrikes just over a week ago, targeting the Kurdish rebels that are inside Turkey and inside northern Iraq. This is VOA News. There has been an audio message reputed to be from Mullah Akhtar Mansour, the new leader of the Taliban. It is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. He says all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law. Mansour also emphasized maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
We still don't have official statements coming out from the Afghan government. We are hopeful that when President Ghani will return to Kabul, he makes statements about this new event and about the future of the peace process.
The assassination of an army general is creating panic and confusion throughout Burundi, according to the leader of the Forum for Strengthening the Civil Society. Until his assassination, General Adolphe Nishimirimana was a top aide to the president. The general's car was reportedly hit in a rocket attack in the capital, Bujumbura. He was a former intelligence chief and a former chief of staff. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in 6 main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000. Those numbers are both expected to rise as the government, military, and relief organizations work to carry out rescue operations. Malaysia's transport minister said today that a wing part found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean has been verified to be from the same type of aircraft as the Malaysian Airlines plane that disappeared last year. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. The individual states would be responsible for figuring out how to do that. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.